Dr. Kopinski dictating a female IME on November 4 regarding Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, Sophia, S-O-F-I-A. Suzanne Sophia is a 50-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Paired on 2-12-21, she slipped on ice and injured her left wrist, come on right side of her back, come on right hip, come on right knee, come on right ankle. Appears she did go to the emergency room afterwards. Appears she understands her final diagnosis to be severe sprains. Appeared on 4-2-21, upon the day of being discharged from physical therapy, she stepped into a shallow drain and re-injured her right ankle. Appears she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared in paragraph, as per her first claim petition, Ms. Sophia alleged she slipped and fell on ice. Appeared according to her second claim petition, she reports she tripped on a floor drain. Appeared treatment records show she was seen at occupational health on 2-15-21. Appeared she complained of pain in the right leg, common left wrist, common right ankle, common right knee, common lower back. Appeared this began on 2-12-21. Period. She reportedly told her boss at the time that she was, quote, okay, end quote, but nothing more. Appeared she then went to Southern Ocean Medical Center emergency room after her shift. Appeared x-rays were taken and she was placed out of work and on ibuprofen. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Shahani, S-H-A-H-A-N-I, diagnosed sprain of the left wrist, comma, contusion of the right knee and right hip, comma, sprain of the lumbar spine, comma, right shoulder and right arm, comma, right ankle, comma, and right thigh. Period. They noted the x-rays of these areas taken at the emergency room were all within normal limits. Period. She was dispensed a left wrist brace and advised about rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Period. She was cleared for restricted duty work. Period. She followed up here over the next several weeks. Period physical therapy was also rendered, period, on 3-13-21. She had an MRI of the left wrist to be inserted here. Period. These results were reviewed with her on 3-19-21. Period. They noted this wrist MRI was also within normal limits. Period right ankle has improved clinically, but still not at baseline. Period, however, because of the improvement, she was advanced to full duty. Period, she was also going to continue physical therapy and follow up in 2 weeks. Period. New paragraph. She returned on 4-2-21 and only had minimal pain that has improved with rest and Tylenol. Period. Dr. Shahani cleared her for regular duty effective 3-19-21. Period. New paragraph on 4-6-21, she returned to Hackensack Meridian Occupational Health, this time reporting she was injured on 4-2-21. Period. She was approaching a customer and hit the floor drain on an angle and her ankle rolled, causing right ankle pain and soreness but no visible edema or erythema. appeared she applied ice and took ibuprofen with some improvement. Period. Past medical history was notable for multiple sclerosis, Lyme's disease, psoriasis, surgery, left leg reconstruction from a motor vehicle accident, cholecystectomy, and gastric sleeve. Appeared she was diagnosed with a sprain of the right ankle. Period. X-rays at the ER showed no fracture. Appeared she was just recently placed on maximum medical improvement for the work injuries of 2/12/21. Appeared this time physical therapy was deferred as patient was already familiar with the exercises from her last injury. Period. Based upon the current exam, she could resume full duty. Period. She followed up with Dr. Shahani through 4/20/21. Appeared she felt much better and had no issues working full duty. Appeared she had not needed pain medications. Period. He again cleared her back to regular duty effective 4/6/21. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she was wearing full-length compression stocking on the left leg. Appeared she states this was to treat lymphedema after she was involved in a motorcycle accident. Appeared she showed a deep blank donor graft site. Appeared there was a scar on the posterior thigh that was difficult to visualize. Period. Anteriorly on the mid-medial left thigh was skin retraction from her donor graft site. Period. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities lower, normal. Hips and knees, normal. Cervical, she had well healed. Left anterior transverse scar consists with surgery done in April 2022. Appear that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with physiologic gait, but this bothered her right hip. Appeared she was able to walk on her toes fluidly. Appeared she walked with an equivocal limp on the right when walking on her heels. Appeared she changed position fluidly, was able to squat and rise. Appeared she sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees with discomfort. Appeared extension bilateral rotation and side banding were accomplished fully without discomfort. Appeared she was tender to palpation about the left iliac crest, but not the right. Appeared, and then the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 2/12/21. Suzanne Sophia fell on ice at work, sustaining multiple soft tissue injuries. Appeared she went to the emergency room, her x-rays were all negative. Appeared she followed up at occupational health and received additional appropriate conservative treatment. Appeared this included physical therapy. Appeared as treatment from that injury wound down, she allegedly twisted her right ankle in a drain in the floor. Appeared she had additional conservative care with improvement and was once again cleared for full duty. Appeared in a paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the upper extremities where provocative maneuvers were negative at the shoulders and wrists. Appeared she had full range of motion of the hips, knees, and ankles. No provocative maneuvers were all negative. Period. She had healed surgical scarring anteriorly about the left shoulder. Appeared there was somewhat decreased but variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Appeared both seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. Neural tension signs were also negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left wrist/hand, right ankle/foot, Come on right shoulder, come on right hip, come on right thigh, come on right knee, comma, and lower back. It appears she has achieved an excellent clinical result. She has been able to remain in the workforce with a new position. Parachi states, during COVID, she was in school to obtain a certified medical assistant license. Period. And that is the end.